Grab your big book, your pen, your highlighter, and notepad, and get ready to hear and apply some of the solution from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous through the experience, strength, and hope of Nikki M. To have a question addressed in a future episode of Noodle It Out with Nikki, please send an email to noodlewithnikki@gmail.com, and Nikki is spelled with two K's. To get a more interactive experience with Nikki as she noodles out life and recovery questions using the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, you can get a link to her weekly Noodle It Out with Nikki meeting held live on Zoom every Monday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The information to that meeting is in the show notes of this podcast. God morning, God afternoon, and God evening to all. My name is Justin B., and I am a son of an all-powerful and all-loving God and a qualifying addict of multiple fellowships, living in the miracle of recovery and striving to progress and walk, trudge this happy road of destiny right now. It's an amazing road. And I'm here with the intelligent agent, spearhead of God's ever-advancing creation, and my trudge buddy, Nikki M. Nikki, please take a second and talk to us about what's going on in your life today.
Hi, I'm Nikki M, and I love being a trudge buddy. That's cool. That's what I am. And I'm a grateful member of so many fellowships. I have a new slogan, everybody, and you can borrow it. This is what I want to put out real quick. I'm Nikki M, and I have a new slogan, and it's called Lifestyle for a Lifetime. And we do it one day at a time. There we go.
I love that. I love that. I was trying to find that unmute button there. It wasn't responding. That's awesome. Repeat that again for us, Nikki. What was that slogan so I can repeat it back to you?
Lifestyle for a lifetime.
Love it. Lifestyle for a lifetime. Not just for today, not just for next week or yesterday, but for a lifetime, one day at a time. Love it. All right, Nikki, we're going to jump in here. People who have listened to this before know all about RICO 12, what we do, but I invite everybody here to go check it out. And if you find this, these services, these podcasts, these resources of value, please consider sharing them with everybody in your recovery networks. Please consider making a donation. All of these different services cost some money to maintain and to grow. And if you are willing and you feel guided to send a donation along, it really does help us work our step 12 in sharing this message and in growing this project, these projects to touch more lives. All right. Today, Nikki, I'm going to be bringing a question to you from somebody that I know personally from my home group who is really struggling right now. And I'd like to get your take on what the book says here. Okay. So here's the question. I'm getting divorced, and the reason is my addictive actions and behaviors. I am working my recovery, but my spouse is still leaving. I am trying to see my soon-to-be ex-spouse as a child of God, but it is so hard when all they do is cut me down and take all of my belongings. How can I forgive and be at peace with them and self? What does the book say?
Well, the book says a lot about this, because I want to remind everybody, this book is about relationships. That's what this, you have to stop drinking, stop using, stop your crazy behaviors in order to have a relationship, not only with God, with yourself and with others. This is what this is about. It's about a relationship. And I also want to just thank the RICO 12 family, because, you know, Noodle with Nikki meeting, our podcasts, we don't take a seventh in the meeting. So if you're listening to us and you're like, I spend so much money on my addiction, throw some money in the pot here, because our meeting is a service meeting every Monday morning for this RICO 12 family. So I want to say that thank you, because I never really, you know, push it, but I do want to encourage people to give so freely what was given to them. On to the bitter wife. Page 62, husband. I'm just going to talk directly to husband. And hey, if you're out there and you're listening and you're the bitter divorced husband and it's your wife, I don't care what gender, but I just want to talk to the husband who's asking this question in a program with Justin. You made decisions based on self, page 62, that later placed you in a position to be destroyed. See, because page 62 says you're selfish and you're self-centered. That's the root of your trouble. See, when you were married to your person, your partner, You weren't driven by love and being a responsible child of God. You were being driven by 400 forms of madness, 100 forms of fear, 100 forms of self-delusion, 100 forms of self-seeking and self-pity. And then you stepped constantly on the toes, and then your wife retaliates. And then you look back, but you invariably find that you made decisions based on self that today have placed you in a position to be hurt. So number one, you're responsible for your illness and you're responsible for your recovery. Because I know, husband, I want to tell you, I know me too. I had many, it says in our book, we had many moral and philosophical convictions galore. That's on page 61 or 62. But we can't live up to them. I don't want to choose whatever I'm choosing over my children. You didn't want to choose whatever you were choosing over your wife. But it happened. You're in the grip of a progressive disease. So now, it says in the book, and I want to get the exact page. Let me just look here. It's in the amends portion where it says, we must remember. I think that's on page 83. But we must remember, husband, that your 10 or 20 years of addiction, of your alcoholism, makes the skeptic out of anyone. And put your wife's name in the book. See, your behavior has made it, oh, but I'm sober now. You've been sober 6 months or 12 months, but you were destroying her for 12 years. This is a lifetime. Oh, there's our slogan. This is a lifestyle for a lifetime. Now let's go deeper into the instructions here. See, page 118. You know, your wife, I'm on page 18, second paragraph, and I'll change some of the words to suit this situation. See, husband, you owe more than your sobriety. And we all know you want to make good. Because that's you too, Justin. You owe your wife and I owe my family way more than just being sober. I need to make good. Yet I must not expect too much. And they're talking to, your wife is not in this program. My suggestion is maybe get your wife into Al-Anon. Get your wife into Essanon, Kohanon, whatever. Get her into the big book. Because if she reads this, she'll read. Don't expect too much from your husband, because husband, your ways of thinking and doing are habits of years. And she doesn't know this. She may not even be armed with the facts about your disease unless you gave her the book and armed her with the facts, because it's telling your wife here and it's telling you patience, tolerance, understanding, and love are the watchwords. You need to show these things in yourself. And this book is now talking to your wife. She's not in the book. She doesn't know this. She doesn't know that she needs to show these things to you and they will be reflected back to her. Okay? But I want to go deeper. Turn to page 114. Because you told me your wife wants a divorce, friend, and I'm broken for you, but I've burned relationships. I've had really good men who could have been really great husbands, but I was deep in my disease of addiction. You know, I made decisions based on self. So it says, page 14 says, but sometimes you must start life anew. There it is. See, the wife has decided this for you. It says, sometimes, and she's decided this, that she's going to start life anew. And that's awful, but you have to accept it. Page 417, acceptance is the answer to all your problems. Oh, you don't know what's going to happen in the future. Where was I listening to recently? I'm going to my friends. I think on the last episode, I said, I'm going to my friend and their child was murdered. And if you know anything about families, when their children are murdered, usually the husband and wife divorce. Guess what? They got remarried. They got remarried. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen, friend. It's God's plan, not ours. We're less and less interested in our own plans and designs. So today your wife says she wants a divorce. You keep chopping wood, carrying the water. And I guarantee it says God will do for you. Your past is your greatest asset. So I want to go further on, like go back a little bit on page 114, where it says the power of God goes deep. See, friend, you need to show up no matter what, because I'm going to even go deeper. Page 98, Justin and I, because you said, what do I tell my friend in the room? His wife's leaving him. Well, we told you what to tell him, that, you know, his behavior makes a skeptic out of anyone. He made decisions based on self. So that's page 83, 62. We talked about showing love, patience, and tolerance. I don't know if they have children, but he's going to be an ex-wife. He's got to show up and not fight. We cease fighting anything or anyone. But I need to go here to page 98 because my sponsor had to do this when the man I love didn't want me anymore. And I was going to kill myself and kill him. And that's illegal in Canada, everybody. So here we go. I'm to burn. This is what we do, Justin, when our friends come to us. You said a guy in your meeting is having this experience. We are to burn the idea into the consciousness of every man, woman, that they can get well regardless of anyone. But they took my children. She's going to take my children in the divorce and my house. You can get better regardless of anyone. The only condition is that you trust God and clean house. See, go further back. Job, no job. Wife, no wife. You simply do not stop thinking, acting out, drinking, using, so long as you place dependence upon other people ahead of dependence upon God. I'm going to dive real deep, Justin, and you and I have our goggles and our snorkel on right now. We're going to put on the air tank. The power of God goes deep. We are created to serve. We have to toe the line. We must believe our book. We must follow these directions, or what are you doing here? So job or no job, I'm going to burn into anyone's consciousness that is listening to this, that we are here to serve God's people. This is radical. I made decisions based on self that have placed me in a position to be destroyed. I need to put on my big girl pants and I need to accept this lifestyle. I need to, page 59, live in the now. And I need to, page 117. This is what I'm going to do after I burn into the consciousness. I'm going to urge you to do our program for nothing, nothing, nothing. No human, no wife, no child, no money, no nothing, no nothing will be so helpful to your ex-wife, to the human race. Nothing can help you as the radically changed attitude that God, nothing will help you except the radically changed attitude towards the humans, towards your ex-wife, which God, the spiritual principles, the power of love and acceptance and tolerance and getting humble and accepting life on life's terms will show you how to have. This is tough, Justin, because as I read these things, I'm reminded, and this is why I don't leave. I am beyond human aid. I will not make it. I will not make it. And I don't want to lose anymore, Justin. I want to live. I want this lifestyle for a lifetime.
Nikki, there was some such powerful stuff in there. I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of this fellow and say, but, you know, I'm going to say all these yeah buts. These are all great, but, you know, my situation is different. I am losing everything. I'm doing all that I can, and my spouse is not doing their program and not trying to heal. Now what do I do? If it's a one-sided street, is it any different? And if so, what and how?
All right, well, here it is. Let's just read this, sir, because you're the husband and I love when we role play, you know, in a healthy way, Justin, obviously. I mean, everyone listening, we're not a glum lot. We have a good time. We're here pretending and getting into scenarios, which are not even pretending. This is all real life scenarios for all of us. But it says here, page 568. We find that no one, yeah, but Nikki, I'm different. Well, the book says on page 22, our behavior patterns vary. So right, yeah, your behavior patterns vary. They may not look like me and Justin, but page 568 says that we find that no one, yeah, but I'm different. It says no one need have difficulty with the spirituality of this program. This is a program. We are going to reprogram you into believing that you are an intelligent agent spearhead and you need nothing but the power of God. And here, I don't care what God it is. That's the cool part. Anyone and everyone, pick your own God. Like he's using the word God again. Okay. Creator of the universe, intelligent. I don't care what you call it. You know, I don't know what even to call it. This just love, this program of love. But this is where I want to go. You have to be willing. So if I hear a yeah, but bye bye. Because you said you'd answer with a yes or no. Are you willing to do this? Yes or no? Yeah, but Nikki, I'm different. No. Yes or no, sir, madam. Are you willing to do this? Let's get honest. Because it said we're still on page 568, but we read on page 58 that rarely have we seen a person fail who thoroughly follows this path. Are you willing to get honest? And then it says here, open-mindedness. Because Justin, you and I, our brains are exploding as we do that roundtable with David G, who says, you know, we have to sweep away our old prejudice. I think he says our ideals. When we read that the other day in the doctors, our brains were exploding when he was, you know, mucking that up with us. Like, this is serious. Your ideals must be grounded in a whole new concept, open-mindedness. Sweep away everything you've ever known. But you don't understand. Oh, we do. Because we argued for our limitations too. And if you want to argue for your limitations, congratulations. You get to keep them, as our friend Cameron F. says. So these are essentials to recovery. So either you're going to get in here and do this, because are you desperate enough? Go there. Maybe you're not desperate enough. You just told me your wife's leaving you. I would hope that you're desperate enough. Page 25. Says there is a solution. So if you're going to argue, it says here, none of us liked the self-searching. It says none of us like it, but we do it. We do it. So do it. I don't want to hear you arguing. Do it. Because it says the leveling of our pride. Justin and I do not like to look. We want to blame like you do. Yeah, but we're different. You don't get it. The confession of our shortcomings. If you're in our program, I'll just go simple. Seven deadly sins. That's me and Justin. You're no different than us. I'm different. No, you're not. Seven deadly sins. The process, this is a process, not an overnight matter, requires for its successful consummation. See, you have to complete consummation. Hey, if you haven't consummated your marriage with your wife, you might not even be married, but I'm sure you did, okay? So you have to consummate this program by completing it and finalizing it. And when you do, you will see that it works in others, and you will come to believe. You will come to believe in the hopelessness and futility of life that we have been living. So we approached you, new friend, and the problem's been solved in us. So there's nothing, and you heard me say this, nothing. I've said it twice in this podcast. Nothing on page 25, nothing on page 117, nothing for you but to pick up the simple kit. We're going to reprogram you, spiritual program, and we're going to lay it at your feet.
Love it. So I'm going to come back to that question and hit on it again. What do I do when I really do and am working my recovery, but my spouse that is leaving or threatening to leave or is totally disconnecting in this refuses to do their own healing? I mean, is there anything that the book says about that part of it? Can I quote unquote make them do it?
Well, I love this. God, this is a fun podcast. And when you're listening, just know that me and Justin are smiling because we love pushback. But here it is. Person who's giving us pushback on the podcast, our friend, it's this, page 118, be patient. That's a full sentence. It says capital B-E, and then it says patient. And then roll your fingers, if you're listening, or just listen to me and Justin as we speak, page 120 over you. We never, never, I'm going to have to open my book because I don't want to ab lib here. I didn't even have my book open. Page 120. And you won't see it anywhere else in the book, a double never. It says we never, never. But they're talking to the wife. No, they're talking to you, alcoholic husband. You never, never arrange a person's life. I just stop it there. As to shield your wife from temptation. Temptation of what? To have regrets that you've left and that she's finally going to get the man that she married and was promised? Because she's going to see you light up. She's going to see her man that she, you know, Maybe she may, I don't know. She's not in the program. So she may see a person be reborn, but you can't shield her from that temptation to have regrets or to look back. Don't go yet. You don't know what you're going to miss, honey. Read this book. It's waiting here for you, is what I tell my son. And then what do? I remember what my book says. Nikki, be patient. And the other day he came over and you know what he said to me, Justin? He got in and he says, because he looked different. He's working out. He's a real tall, beautiful guy, but real thin. And he's like, I want to work out. Because he used to sleep till like 2 in the afternoon. Now he's getting up, going to the gym. And then what did he tell me? He's smoking less pot. I was like, what? I thought that was going to be his. Nope, mom. He didn't say he quit entirely, but he says he like less. And I, because I didn't arrange his life. I just shared my experience, strength, and hope with him. And I just showed up. And I just practice these principles in all my affairs. So that's what I'm going to tell the friend who's giving, what do I do with her? You be patient, page 118, page 120. You never, never arrange her life. Your whole deportment shouts, I'm a new person. That's page, I think, 18, 19. Your whole deportment shouts, I'm a man with a real answer. I've recovered. And then what happens? Page 152, friend. The greatest years of your existence lie ahead. Oh, it says the most satisfactory years of your existence lie ahead. That's for people like me who's 50 and I go, no one loves me and I'm going to die. And then God gives me this guy on the beach in Cuba from Luxembourg. And I'm like, what are we doing? God, it's greater than I could ever imagine. Like this is, I'm speechless. Cut me off.
Nikki, this is such good stuff. I mean, and I know so many people that, and myself included, that can benefit greatly from what we've been discussing here today. I am one, and I'm going to share a little of my own testimonial. I am one who did not enter the rooms of recovery for almost 8 years after my wife entered the rooms into an Anon program. And she got healing. Soon after she got into the room, she stopped trying to direct my life, saying, Justin, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to. She stopped doing that. She would share when I asked questions. She would invite love patiently. I don't know if lovingly is the right word, but yeah, lovingly, patiently, tolerantly. She got the answer for her own situation and she stopped blaming me for her problems. And eventually it motivated me. I saw the light and I wanted what she had. It motivated me to step into the rooms and start finding the solution for myself because I was dying and I was killing my family, in that process of me dying. And, be patient, as Nikki said, as the book says, be patient. Life is long. Things can change. God is in control. Come trudge this road. It's a long road. It's a fun road. It's a hard road. Come trudge it with us. Work it. You are